Chapter 7. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Isaiah 35, verse 6. To return to our story, we left our friend Ruth in great distress, owing to the harness having been burnt, and that therefore she would be unable to go to chapel that day. But after the breakfast was over and her aunt was preparing to go, Ruth said, "Aunt, I feel as if I must go to chapel. You will have to lock me in the house if you want me to stay at home today." "What is the use of talking like that? You know you cannot get there," replied her aunt. "Well, aunt, I feel I will try and walk there." "You know you cannot walk. It is 3 miles." "I know, aunt, but I feel that I should not have to sit down on the road," replied Ruth. "Well, I think you are nothing less than a hypocrite. You make enough fuss over getting about the house, and then to think of walking to chapel. It is ridiculous. I have no patience with you." Your aunt and her aunt rushed out of the room very angry. Poor Ruth. It did seem a foolish thing for her to think of doing, and she felt that her aunt was quite justified in what she said. But somehow or other she felt she must try, and strange to say, her aunt consented to stay with the children. She went upstairs to get ready in great fear and trembling, and as she entered her bedroom it was suggested to her, "I believe, by God, get some wadding and pad your shoes," which was a thing she had not done before. So she got her shoes out to put them on, and chose 2 odd ones, as one foot was easier in a shoe of one pair, and the other foot in a shoe of the other pair. She took some wadding, and padded her shoes, as had been suggested to her, and then ventured to start out all alone. Slowly she went down the lane into the main road, and when she had got about a quarter of a mile from the house, her feet received strength, and she found that every step she took, she could walk better. It was so very wonderful. When Ruth started, she had so much weakness and pain in her feet and ankles, she could hardly walk at all, and now she felt that God had heard her prayers for strength that she might be able to get to the house of God that day. And not only so, but from that time, though still a cripple, yet for many years she was able to walk comparatively well. Ruth later lived near Hastings and often walked 3 or 4 miles to Mr. Hole's chapel there. Thus Ruth was able to reach the chapel, and it was so good to be there, especially after being helped by God in such a remarkable way. She stayed to dinner, and after the afternoon service started to walk home. When she got to the place where her feet received strength, she stood still in amazement, and blessed and praised God for His great goodness to her. As she looked round on the fields and the trees, every little bird seemed to join with her in praising her great Creator, and even the flowers by the wayside and the blades of grass seemed to have new beauty, and in all of them was seen the handiwork of that great God, who in His wonderful mercy and love had given her strength. She truly realized the words you will find in the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 12, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." The family had finished their tea and had gone out when Ruth got back. And she was very glad to take a piece of bread and butter to eat, and to be alone that she might enjoy the love and friendship of the Lord Jesus which she so sweetly felt. When it was time, she quickly put the children to bed, and then retired herself with the blessed knowledge that God was her friend, and that, as she could truly say, He hath done all things well.